Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Alyssa Magic Mikev. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me today on this national day of mourning, because we are now mourning the end of season 6 of Vanderpump Rules, is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. Ronnie, how are you in this time of need?
Good, but this is why they put a bell on dead people, so you know that they're not dead when you bury them. And you just buried Vanderpump Rules, and it was like, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 I'm awake.
They still have secrets revealed. But as far as this podcast is concerned, it's dead. You're dying tonight.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. I mean, Secrets Revealed, those episodes are almost always a total disappointment. This may be the only show where I'm, like, vaguely curious to check out the Secrets Revealed, because I know that there was some sort of dinner party with Kristen where she was trying to, propose a vegan agenda for TomTom, and I'm really hoping that's on Secrets Revealed. But
the vegan secrets. Vegan secrets revealed. Also, we're not covering it because we're taking a day off next week. Suckers, we're off for Memorial Day, but we will still be doing Potomac on
Tuesday,
the day that we normally do this one.
Yeah, we're going to do Potomac on Tuesday, and then starting the week after that, Southern Charm's Nola is going to take over the Tuesday slot for this podcast.
Awesome.
Yay.
Also, that thing about the plays is coming back. You mentioned it in the show we did this morning, and that show about the music, your husband cheated on me, which is so perfect. The title alone is so perfect to be on during Vanderpump Rules, but that's coming back, and everyone has different hair now, so I guess they just shot most of it late, just to answer your previous question.
Oh yeah, because I asked that on our Potomac recap. I was like, what's happening? Let's do this, the real roll call real quickly. We got shows. We got live shows coming up, a ton of them between now and December, through the end of the year. Go to watchercrappens.com to see if we are coming to a city near you, and chances are we probably are. We have shows from Florida to Seattle, from St. Louis to Montreal, the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Go
ding,
get
ding,
your tickets.
Ding, 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 trolley.
I love
it. It's clank, clank, clank.
I don't know how I feel about a city that promotes Putin's agenda. It's like, that's Putin.
I don't like a city that frowns. That's an art, Sheena.
It's an art.
I lost my smile.
They're using up too much water for saline. Anyway, yeah.
I thought the last R for saline.
What'd you say?
I was just repeating what you said. Go ahead.
What did I say?
Didn't you say they left off the last S for savings?
Oh, not now. I've said that before. I said they're using too much saline solution. I was going to be like, no, that's Celine. It's a city about Celine Dion. It was your joke was better than mine.
It didn't make any sense. Near, far, wherever they are. Thank you, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And also saline solution.
I don't know why I'm promoting our shows and Sheena Voice. And of course, we have our t-shirt. Welcome to Ben Ron. It's the Give Them Ben Ron t-shirt that you made, Ronnie. You designed it tirelessly. It's available for the next week, and then it's gone forever. So everything you could possibly want is on watchercrappens.com, except for our digital series, which is on TV Party App. Go watch us talk about Bravo Week in Review. You're going to love it. We're so fun, right?
Okay, everybody, now it's time for Vanderpoop Rules, the finale, reunion part 3. My first note is, welcome back. Lisa's been wearing this headband for a month. Jesus Christ, by the time we get to the end of these, I'm like, I need a degree in something, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can be like Karen Huger and you can get a degree, but then return it. Be like,
I gave it back.
I give you back my diploma in Vanderpump Rules Studies. Oh, and we should mention, since we're putting this show out, this episode right now, we're putting it out Monday night. In case you missed it, there was a Potomac episode earlier today, so go check that out. So this part 3 of the reunion opens up with Andy talking about a surprising new friendship. Jax and James, how'd this all happen?
Jax, how'd you go from wanting to punch him in the face to finding him in a place?
And he's
like, he said something. I don't remember. It was like crawling or like, I don't know. But I said, I'm sorry. Right. And James is like, they show the cliff and he's like, oh, shut up, Stassi.
Yeah.
He's crawling on the ground. You got kicked off and came crawling back, Stassi.
And Jax is like, I like that guy. He made fun of Stassi, which by that logic, he must love us.
hugs, Jax. Jax hugs.
Yeah. Puffy hugs. So, start the last reunion, and Lisa Vanderpump's like, well, they are remarkably similar. Two broken birds in the shape of giant elephants.
Two broken cocks.
Get it?
The shape of elephants. Get it?
Yes. I've been sitting on this stool for 35 days.
They're both being played by Haley Mills, get it? Everyone's like, no.
It's okay. The Jaxy trap. So now it's a Jaxy.
The ashamed parents trap.
Ashamed parents. The broken bird trap.
And Tom's like, yeah, their choices are similar, bro. They're both compulsive, needy. You're still wearing a square suit and like 10 pounds of eyeliner. Please be quiet.
I like his oversized plaid suit.
I'm literally mad at Tom because of his suit today. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it makes no sense. It's irrational anger, but there you go.
I like it because I feel like I can schedule appointments on it. It's like a big calendar. So,
that's why I hate it. I hate organization.
I'm like, Tom, I have an appointment on your elbow.
It's like a Twister game with no dots. It's like, what do we just stand on any square we want?
We can just play a giant game of tic-tac-toe on it. It's like, tic-tac-dude! It's like, dude, goose. It's like, that's a different game.
Mary had a little dude.
I would love to see this cast play Duck, Duck, Goose. Could you imagine just seeing them all sitting around in that circle? Like, someone hits Lisa's, like, goose. She's like, oh, all right. Let me get off my stool and chase you around in a circle. All right, I think I'm going to get. They're like, Lisa, I've made my lap. You have to get up so I can take your place. All right.
How dare you? Ken and I have employed that goose for years.
It's like someone hits like, it's like, duck, 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 James, goose. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're not a goose. You're a bird. You're a bird. I'm not a goose. You know what I am? You know what I am? I'm a splendid eager girl. It's like, okay, you're not in the spirit of the game.
So Andy's like, so James, Jax is really old. So Jax is basically like the crypt keeper talking to a really young audience member. How do you feel about being the audience member? And James is like, he's like my dad. You know, I pay for Jax's hard lemonade as well sometimes.
He also can't say TH sounds. He says, thanks, Nathan. Thanks, Nathan. I liked the little James and Jax montage of their friendship where they showed the things of them doing selfies and all that stuff. But there was one shot that they ended the montage with this random shot of Jax just sitting in like an inner tube and James with a little scuba mask swimming up and like bopping into his inner tube with his forehead. It was so stupid.
Yeah, that's real friendship there.
It was so stupid and yet seemed to really get to the core of it.
Yeah. He likes water. He likes being on top of water, floating in a thing, and I like swimming in water.
I'm going to have a new song called What the Fuck with Water.
Lala's like, sorry, I've already got a new song called I Want to Fuck You Like Wawa. Okay?
I need my Wawa. I wrote that song, I Discovered Water, okay? Guess what? I Discovered Water, and it's not about the water. Guess what you have to pot boil pasta in? Water. I'm not a geese.
How dare you? Let's James. Talk about how much the duck hurt this goose.
James, be a good friend and run your lap. Be the goose. I'm not going to do it, Lisa. Do it, James. If you're going to be a friend of Lala, you're going to run in a circle.
Hanky, hanky, panky. Hanky always loses.
White, hanky, black, panky. White, hanky, black, panky.
He pankies me not. He hankies me. Thank God I found real love.
So, Lala.
Katie, you're a goose. That's a convenient narrative. No, run. Well, are you trying to body shame me? Oh, never mind. You've ruined the game also. None of them know how to play Duck Duck Goose. They all have a different response.
They don't even need to. They just keep running away. It's like, we're not even playing anymore. Everyone just keeps getting out of their chair and leaving.
All right, Schwartz, you're the goose. Oh, wow. Oh, man. I don't even know. This is, like, crazy. Like, this is such an honor being called a goose from you, Lisa. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, Schwartz, you haven't even gotten up out of your chair yet.
Gosh, I hope I don't disappoint you as a goose, swine.
That's not even the right...
So Andy's like, so Lala, you were concerned when you saw Jax and James becoming friends. And she's like, yeah, and look what happened. And he's like, what happened? James is like, what happened? And she's like, he said that you fucked Kristen. Hello.
He's like, what? I met a lot of things. I said in the water. He was in an inner tube. I was in a mask. I was like, good. New song. Mask and inner tube. It's called Rubbers and Masks. Rubber and mask. Are you mask of femme? Because I got my rubbers and mask.
Well, at least someone does.
So he's like, you forgave people too. I mean, Stossy, or Katie. Everybody. Because, I don't know who he's talking about. Well, he's like, Sheena? Who does she forget? Who called her a whore for years and then she forgave?
Because she's like, shoo-shoo, like, James Use, I don't know how you can go through so many seasons of hating someone and then suddenly you're bros. And he's like, well, you just did it with Stosse. You did it with Stosse. And Andy's like, yeah, you did it with a lot of people, Lala.
Yeah, he's like, she called you a whore for years. You know who else had that problem? Jesus, who also lost forgiveness. Take that one.
James, let her talk. Seriously?
Kristen had a really good episode. I think this whole reunion, this whole three-part reunion should be called Shut Up, Kristen. Yeah. That's all anybody ever said to Kristen. It was so funny. It's like, come on, James. And Stassi's like, she goes, oh, as far as Stas is concerned, I only let her plant an event. Big deal. Yeah. And Sheena's like, yeah, well, everyone hated Lala, and now they don't, and it's the same.
Yes, James is like, moving on, that's boring. Seriously? So Andy's like, Stassi, how did the idea of you event planning even come up? It's like, the producers were like, we need a story for Stassi. How do we just make her an event planner?
Yeah.
But she Stassi's can't say
like,
that.
She's like, she's a boss bitch. And Kristen's like, shut up, let her talk, James. Like, no one's even saying
anything. I'm the goose now. So Lisa's like, I always loved Stassi, except seasons 3 through yesterday. I always loved her. I always thought she had potential to be able to call 1-800-Flowers. What a talent.
We're still missing the candlesticks from the candlestick drawer.
Stassi's like, yeah, I just want to be like Lisa. Like, she knows how to do everything. You know, like, design the most beautiful restaurants in the world. Don't forget that part.
Maestro.
So she's like, well, I was really afraid this season because, like, I used to be mean to people and then I didn't have the show anymore, so now I'm being really nice to everybody. And Ariana's like, well, no one's bossing me around, that's for fucking sure. And Tom's like, no, I'm saying something, okay?
Hear ye, bro.
As the new goose at this table.
As the champion, Tic-tac-bro.
Tic-tac-bro.
I'm saying something next. We all worked so hard, and then Stassi just comes back and was handed power. She should have had to wait tables like the rest of us, bro!
LOL at an event planner being a position of power. I mean, basically,
also,
what
Lisa did trying to hand you a restaurant. I'm not saying you didn't work, but Tom, too, sure as fuck didn't. So
yeah, actually. I mean, I wonder if what Tom Sandoval was saying was basically like, she quit the show and she's been lingering around and now she wants to be back in the mix and she gets immediately put in a position where she gets to boss us around and it's like, it's not fair because some of us have been already slaves to Vanderpump all these years. But I mean, again, it's like an event planner. I mean, she planned all of two events the entire season and this was like a 45-week season.
She also didn't boss anybody around. Did I miss the episode where Stassi got to boss everybody around? Because
she like
I got the episode where she stole some candles from a drawer and some flowers from the back patio, but I don't remember her bossing anybody around. She actually did stuff.
Yeah, she like carried a box of votives. Okay, so Stassi's like, let's all be a
light
team.
Votive light. I bought some votives around. They took it AF.
Let's all be a team. Let's all be a team AF. I'm like, Stassi calling for teamwork is just, this is a crazy time in our lives.
It really is. I'm like, wait a minute. Do these people believe, at this point, I'm like, do these people believe they're in shit? I mean, by the end of this episode, everybody is saying just completely contradictory things to everything that even happened in the season. It's like, did we just all decide to delude America together? We watched the show!
They also made it sound like she planned the Oscars or choreographed halftime show at the Super Bowl. I mean, she literally put up a picture of Lala and some candles and like maybe some flyers and maybe ask the kitchen to pass around some like beef on a stick. Okay.
It's called satay. And Tom is like, look at Lala. She's still a hostess.
She is a musical impresario.
I'm sorry. Are we making a case for how much work that Lala has done?
Yeah. She's answered a phone. She is in a position of power. She lets people into the restaurant. Okay. So, so how did Lala like Stassi as an event planner? And Lala's like Stassi, like she was my bitch. She was my bitch. I was like, I need votives. And she was like, here you are, master. And I was like, that's right, bitch. I'm going to sing a song called I Made You Get Me Votives, bitch. She was like, okay, that's one example. I was like,
I want to fuck you, votives. I wrote down. This is Sheena's line that I wrote down.
Okay, that's one example of how she, like, she was a good, now let's have another one, please. I was like, can I just get in a word for 1 second, motherfucker, shoo-shoo? Thank
you.
So
was wearing a bathing suit as a costume your idea, Stassi? They cut to her being like, boy, 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 boy,
I want to fuck with you, shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo. She's like, she made my job very easy and made the ambiance killer. Killer.
Yeah. I mean, she even unpacked my pictures out of the box. Like, she's amazing. And Andy's like, so, by the way, about that bathing suit ad you did, is your song called Let Me Know I Can Fuck You, Boy? And I love that Andy, to him, this is a really serious question. Like, his eyebrows all the way up and down at the same time. You know how he does.
Yeah.
And Lala's like, oh, no, Andy. It's my baby voice now. Do-do. It says, fuck with you. And he's like, oh, with you. No, with you. Oh, fuck with you.
No, Andy.
So now it's time.
Like, that's not how to do improv.
Lala, you're the goose now.
Skew, skew, skew.
Ain't nobody gonna fuck with me because I'm the motherfucking goose. You can run as far as you want, duck, but you can't fuck with me. Skew, skew, goose.
And Ariana's like, I take my aunt very seriously. So. Okay, so now Andy's like, so, remember all about the pasta? I mean, that became the catchphrase of the season. And James is like, oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I did. So James, was it really about the pasta? She's like, well, I thought she was eating Raquel's pasta. For real, she's eating the pasta. You know, we're in Los Angeles, and girls only get to eat carbs one time a year. So it's a big deal for Raquel to finally have a pasta. Also, she didn't know what penne was. She thought it was what you do to pay. She thought it was give a penne, take a penne, you know? You go to 7-Eleven, you know? Oh, today, by the way, is episode 7-Eleven, I should mention, of Watch What Crappens. Appropriate.
Oh, it is?
Appropriate.
How convenient.
Yeah, because this is like the 7-Eleven of shows. It's like...
That's a convenience narrative.
It's a convenience store narrative.
Let's all think about that.
Yeah,
for
think
a minute.
About it. Naturals.
So Andy kept trying to say over and over. Now, you know, Kathy Griffin came out with her whole, Andy offered me Coke backstage. So he can't just be like, did you offer them Coke? Or were you talking about Coke? But he keeps saying over and over, is it about the pasta, really? And he's like, it was about the pasta. His answer is always, yes, it was about pasta.
Yeah.
It sure was.
So Lala starts recounting that day when they were drinking and talking about the pasta. And she's like, well, I was hanging out with James and Logan, and James and Logan were having a conversation and started to go south. And I'm like, James, this is my boy. I will defend him through thick and thin, no matter what Logan says about wagon wheel pasta. I'm going to defend him. So I brought up the fact that we ate Raquel's pasta, thing that he'd be like, oh, fuck off. And then, like, as she's telling this story, James just lets out this enormous sneeze where his, like, body fully collapses forward to his knees. And
a pasta sneeze.
It was a pasta sneeze. Will. And I was, in my mind, I was like, he didn't even cover his mouth. And thankfully, when Andy hosts, you know, Vanderpump Rules reunions, he gets real shady like the rest of us. And he's like, you're not even covering your mouth? That's disgusting.
Out of everything that's ever happened on anything on Bravo, I've never seen Andy that offended. Like, this is what upsets you? This?
Listen.
Do you know how much shit has gone down on Bravo and is this? He's like, you didn't cover your mouth?
Thank God he said something.
I mean, which is disgusting.
Yes. I'm working on converting from, you know, I was always raised, like, if I sneeze, I, like, you know, I do that thing where you cover your hands over your whole, like, sort of like nose mouth, but I'm learning that it's the better thing to do is put it in like your elbow, but I'm not there yet. It's not my instinct, so I apologize in advance to anyone who sees me sneeze the wrong way.
That's just as rude. You sneeze into your hand and then you put your hand on something.
Exactly.
So someone's gonna have to touch your goddamn boogers.
I know. I'm saying I'm working on it.
Well, but then where do you sneeze? Because you're right. I do it in my elbow, and it's disgusting. Then everybody stares at your arm crack, you know, like the bend in your arm, to see where you're going to wipe it. So then I started sneezing. I would open my shirt and just sneeze into my shirt, you know, like that. And then, you know, then I've got, like, snotty boobs. It's like, well, how many people want to touch my boobs? Like, that's not healthy for the public. So I just don't know what to do anymore.
I know. Where does one sneeze? Where do broken sneezes go?
I mean, you try and put some Rotelli up your goddamn nose and tell me you don't want to sneeze.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're recounting the day, pasta, 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 and Lisa's like, well, this just goes back to what I was saying. James shouldn't drink. He should not even have a sniff of a cherry trifle. Oh.
And everyone starts cracking up that she said cherry trifle, and Lala's like, walk, walk. Off, off.
Yeah.
Clean, skew, clean. Skew. She takes Andy's Kleenex. He's like, James needs that. Where are you going? So she walks off, which is, I mean, come on. I mean, this girl really is getting to telenovela status, and
yeah.
I've been hating on it, but by the end of this, I'm kind of liking it. She's like, wah, wah. And she walks off, and Brittany goes, I could tell. She was getting madder and madder and madder and madder and sadder. And madder. I was like, whoa, Brittany really needs to host something on National Geographic soon, because this is incredible.
She was like a piece of chicken in a deep fryer, just getting crispier and crispier, and I was like turning her over, and I was like, is it ready yet? And then, like, the skin wasn't ready, and I was like, is it ready yet? And I was getting crispy and crispy, and I was like, JX, chicken time.
It's like the first time she heard they weren't going to have the Dorito Chalupa shell forever.
It's like that time I got combos, but it wasn't one with the peanut butter inside, and I was like, what sort of combo is this?
I was as surprised as she walked off when I found out there was a peanut butter and jelly. Why would you put jelly on peanut butter? God, that made me madder and madder and madder and sadder and madder.
And then Lala's walking off, and she goes, do not follow me, Paul. Like, damn, poor tricksy, needy Paul.
Very tricksy monocle. Don't follow me, Paul. Don't.
Trixie's like, Paul. We're not paying you, Trixie. Get out. Who gave Trixie a set pass?
So now Lisa Vanderpump starts lecturing James, and she's like, James, you have to apologize. You have to apologize. And Kristen's like, yeah, you have to, James, you have to, she's a really great girl. And Lisa Vanderpump's like, shut up, Kristen. It's my show. Shut up.
Yeah. When James goes, oh, lordy. She goes, don't oh, lordy that.
I'll tell you what to oh, lordy. You can oh, lordy a Chilean bass, but not a sea bass.
So she saw it again, like she went through it and then she got over it, but then she saw it again and that's why she cried.
Shut up.
Seriously.
So Kristen gets up to check up with Lala, and Katie's like, well, I want to check in too. So Katie gets up and just everyone just starts getting up to go check in on Lala.
Girl, once you fly in PJ, you know there's a certain desperation to not be on Southwest ever again, you know. And I've never flown a private jet, but I have flown like American, you know, and I'm like, no, yes. Southwest ever again.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I kind of think that Southwest is better than American. I feel like flying an American is basically like being in a covered wagon with wings.
I really just hate that I'm always a C group. It's like, okay, let's just go because I don't want to get into Southwest anger.
So Lisa Vanderpump is like, this has been someone who's gone to bat for you when no one else would, and you should go out on a limb to apologize. A limb. Speaking of which, we're going to put a giant limb in Tom Tom. Nick Elaine.
Go back there, limb. Do limbo. Do it to Lala. Lala. Give Lala a limb. And Tom's like, for real, dude, that was really fucked up shit, bro.
Dude, too angry Tom strikes
him. He's getting so angry. He's getting so upset.
Dude, two things you gotta do. You have to apologize to Lala and stop eating the M&Ms off the craft service, dude. Don't you want to have a summer body, bro?
Lala hits are not about to shine. Okay, we'll get to that segment in a second. And James is like, oh. All right, he's just laughing through this whole thing. He's either trying to cry or just laughing. He even laughs while he's trying to cry at one point, which is just hilarious.
And by the way, I'm still not entirely clear why Lala walked away. Was it because seeing the clip packages of the things that James was saying was making her mad? Because he wasn't actually actively like really saying that much at that moment on the reunion. I don't know what was going on, but then Lala...
Well, I've had a lot of times where I'm talking about what Lala didn't earn in life, so I would like to take this moment to credit Lala. She has that chair right next to Andy, opposite Vanderpump, and she will earn her place there. She's like, I am walking off now. Yeah. I have the second chair.
Bye. Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to let Sheena be the one to walk off this reunion alone. I am getting my moment, too, and I'm going to make Ariana take off her shoes to come chase after me as well. So then Lala's, like, in the bathroom, and she's like, you would expect someone who's, like, my best friend to not say stuff like that. I'm like, Lala, at what point are you going to reevaluate James as your best friend? You know, like, you're right. Your best friend shouldn't say that, which is why James maybe shouldn't be so close in your circle.
Also, and she brings this up later, but you called people fat all last year, and now you're worried about, that's what you're mad about, that he said fat man. Because later, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. So Vanderpump's still out on the stage, and she's like, we can't all just leave. All right, I'll go get them. Okay, Andy?
Yeah, and although before Sheena's she
like, goes, and takes out her phone.
Yeah, she just goes like, but meanwhile, right before she does that, though, Lisa is again, James still hasn't left. He still hasn't gone to apologize. So she's like, James, be sincere. Be sincere, like when you're upselling Chef Joe's beet soup. He's like, oh, and he just like rolls his eyes. She goes, don't roll your eyes. He's like, I didn't roll my eyes. She's like, everyone's like, dude, you just rolled your eyes.
Like, yeah.
You literally just rolled your eyes, bro.
So he goes back. So then Vanderpump goes back. And then she goes into the bathroom. Kristen's like, seriously, wah. Seriously, wah.
Seriously, and, it says occupied. Seriously, wah. I didn't know the goose could come this far.
So Vanderpump goes,
Katie, go back. James would apologize. Lala, you're a strong, strong little girl, Lala. And she goes, is it everything he said? Or was it just the clip? What was it?
Like, are you paying attention? And so Lala's like, oh, he's supposed to be my friend.
Just say it to the camera. This is a television show I'm producing.
Show me on the baba where James hurt you.
Do you want to pet my headband for a moment?
There, it's comforting.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
So Lisa basically drags Lala back and so everyone sits down and Lala's like, Lisa's like, all right, Stalsy, you sit here. So that's when you know Lala has played her cards right, where Lisa volunteers her seat. She gives it to Stasi so that way she can sit next to Lala and pet her little broken bird. Be nice to Lala. Come on, you're a strong girl. Now pull yourself together. Actually, I'm sorry. It was more like this. Come on, you're a strong girl. Pull yourself together. Sit.
Ooh, pretty woman didn't just cry the first minute she got... Oh, wait, she did. She did. Never mind, Lala.
This is your moment. Do it, Lala. She's like... Lala.
We'll get that wing fixed right up.
And Lala's like... Andy goes, why did you leave, Lala? And she goes, damn you, Andy. Why did you have to ask that? Like, okay, I love your new 50s. Your new 50s voice.
Oh, Andy, why'd you have to do that, Andy? Oh, shucks.
She's like a little rascal.
Yeah.
So she's like, James was my best friend, and I would never in my life want to tear him down or his girl down. I mean, I can't tear it down if I wanted to because I don't have the L wrench she came with. But he really came for me. And he goes, well, how were you able to stay friends with him after he said stuff like that? And Vanderpump goes, I think there's jealousy there. Yeah. And James goes, that is not under for cap. Under for cap.
I like Raquel. I like Raquel. I don't protest too much. I just protest because it's I love in Raquel. I love Raquel so much. I can't stop saying how much I love Raquel. I love her so much. I love Lala. I love Lala.
Jax is like, I'm sorry. It's like, okay, Jack, shut up.
Yeah.
So Kristen's like, that's how James treats people that he loves the most, Ugh.
Shush, and James goes,
shut up, Kristen.
Shush, Kristen. Shush, Kristen. And Lala's like, no, James, be kind. Rewind. I don't have feelings for Lola. I don't have feelings for Lola. I have feelings for Raquel. Raquel's the hottest one. Everyone else is not hot at all. They're not hot at all.
And Andy's like, after he says, shut up, Kristen, Andy's like, come on, don't be like that. She loves you very much. He goes, I don't think so. Because you were together for years. And Jax is like, oh, Brittany, I think that he likes her. Like, it's like a boy who likes a girl. So, you know,
he cheats on him and then tries to fuck a Reiki master on camera, Jax.
Yeah.
I love Jax's little epiphany. It's like, you know, like when a boy like really likes a girl, so he teases her, but he's like makes it seem like he doesn't like her, but he actually does like her. I think that's what's happening. She's like, yeah, yeah, that's pretty obvious, JX. Like even
for
that.
Me, and I'm Brittany.
I'm Brittany, and I can figure that one out.
So then we get a clip of how much James probably loves Lala because of their trip to Big Bear, where they're showering together, which is also all Raquel's that in that shower.
Yeah, but
and he says, dirty. I've loved you, you know, and he's telling everybody he loves. Yeah, he was. And he goes, well, obviously, he says that a lot. Obviously, I was drinking way too much in Big Bear. I love Raquel.
I should have had more water.
I love Raquel. I love Raquel. And I shouldn't have talked like I did.
And Lala's like, you skew skew. When I was watching this, like, I was thinking, please don't let this air. Please don't let this air. Because if it does air, our friendship is going to be different. And it is. I just don't feel safe around him anymore. Skew skew skew.
But you felt safe around him if you thought it wasn't going to air. I mean, that says so much. Like, I can't be friends with you because my boyfriend saw it. Now he's going to be mad.
Well, I mean, it sounds superficial, but it's actually kind of true. I mean, like, now she knows that, like, it's like, you know, at least she could have covered for him. But now it's like, now Randall saw it and is going to be like, fuck this guy, you know?
Yeah, do you want to keep your I-8?
Oh, you didn't wait for me? Get it? I-8 without you. So Lala's like, you know, the thing is that, like, James, like, last year, we went for people's physical appearances, and I'm mortified about that. And they show clips of her from last year, and she says, like, y'all have summer bodies, and, like, Kitty's just, like, she's just blobbish. She's just, It's not that she's a blob. She just looks blobbish, which, by the way, were like two of Lala's funniest moments of all time. I'm sorry.
No. They really made her a hero. They made her a hero with that. Now she's like, remember when I saved the planet? I really hate that.
She's like, I was hoping you would learn with me. And you just didn't. You didn't grow with me. Oh, my God. Okay.
He's like, I won't say those things ever again.
Okay.
She's like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you believe anything you say, James. That's why I've kept you by my side. You took on burdens someone your age shouldn't have to. And Kristen's like, yeah, no one ever told her to shut up.
And but James.
Sorry.
No, you go.
And then sad music comes, and James like, oh, like he's trying to cry.
Yeah.
And laugh at the same time. And sad music is playing. And James is like, sorry. And she's like,
and I forgive you.
And then Andy just goes, nice.
I did that.
Just goes to commercial. Oh, nice. Sweet.
We'll be right back to ask about everybody's boobs in 4 and 4. So Andy, when we come back, Andy's like, hey, Jax. Tell me this. The phone rings one day. There's a guy from Tampa on the other end, and he offers you a marketing position, and it's in hockey. And you said, like, what is this? What are you just trying to remind him?
It's a match game. It's
yeah.
This hockey offer was so big. How big was it, Andy? Yeah, you did it right.
Jax is like, it didn't happen like that, okay? It's been like I've been working at it a long time. And he's like, okay. So you said you weren't leaving anything behind. And he goes, well, no offense, but I bartend it, sir. Okay? Yeah. Like, what the hell? And he goes, well, no offense, but James just sneezed. Yeah. Really, without anything covering his mouth. So I take offense to that, personally.
Yeah, and he's like, no offense, but actually you have a girlfriend who moved to LA. I think that's like the larger point, which is so funny that like after all this, Jax is still like, I bartended at Sur. It's not really like a career trajectory. And everyone's like, it wasn't about the bartending gig. It was about the fact that you had a girlfriend that you didn't speak about this with. And also, by the way, the fact that you do bartend at Sur, you wouldn't have any of this fame if you didn't do that. So it is actually significant. Yeah. So,
and you have a TV show that you're on Andy's, you know, kind of channel or whatever.
Kind of channel, yes.
So Brittany's like, you just don't care. You made me feel like a non-ham sandwich, Jax.
And he goes, I thought you wanted to get out of LA. I thought you'd be excited. I thought you wouldn't want to leave. I thought you want to be like sort of geographically a little bit closer to your mom, who I'm not going to allow you to see. But I thought that's what you wanted. And then Lisa's like, but you didn't ask her. You didn't ask her.
Well, I just read it wrong, so I apologize. I'm totally sorry. I just totally read it wrong. Jax's bullshit apologies.
I know.
Bullshit. Jax. Bullshit is bullshit, okay?
I know.
And Vanderpump's like, I don't think you're being quite honest. You went through a lot, and Brittany was there for you. She finally learned how to make a sandwich, which changed your entire life. Am I right? And he's like, yes, Lisa. She goes, there we go.
He's like, well, I mean, to be fair, she did learn how to make a sandwich, but by then I moved on to Pita Pockets. So, like, she has to keep up, you know?
Well, thanks, Vanderpump. You're a real Ayanla.
fix my broken bed. So Jax is like, yeah, he's like, I said a lot of things to you that I regret. I was like, okay, here they come in, like the canned apologies. I misread the situation. I'm sorry. I said a lot of things to you that I regret. For instance, saying that I want a monogamous relationship. Oh, I mean, I didn't mean to say that part out loud.
I don't even know what monogamous is. Isn't that a game where we play like with different colored money and we keep rolling a dice and there's like a little man holding his hat in the air?
I hear you get monogamous from kissing people. So,
okay, so he's like, Andy's like, well, Jax, remember when you didn't even know Brittany's passion in life? Do you know what it is now? And he goes, Special K?
Nanny K!
Nanny K!
Special needs!
I don't need Nanny K. Just Nanny K.
Jax piecing out the answer to this question was like the greatest episode of the Newlywed Game. He's like, what's Britt's passion? He's like, helping children. Hospital, special needs, special needs, helping children, hospital, special needs, yeah? Let the pyramid lights up.
And Betty White's all proud of her her clue giving skills.
It was like he was trying to work out a puzzle from Classic Concentration. He's like, well, I see a child. I see a red cross.
Tic Tac Toe, bro.
Next week on Tic Tac Toe, defending champion Jax is gonna try to figure out what's Britney's favorite color.
Yeah, he's kind of on Jeopardy because A, he has sex without condoms, and Lord knows what he has, and he answers everything in a question.
What is special needs? And then he does that thing with his face. The best part is he doesn't even answer authoritatively. Like, he just pieces it out. And then when everyone says, you got it right, he does that thing where he sort of, it's like that frown, like eyes bulging frown, like, ooh, I don't know. Like, and he sort of shrugs, like, is that it? It sounds right. Sounds good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, Jax. So Ariana's like, I didn't really even believe he'd go, to be honest. And Tom's like, oh, I was so sad. And Stassi goes, yeah, whatever. I can't believe you even took it seriously. Jesus Christ, you cried. And he's like, I didn't cry.
I didn't cry. He was going to go. He was going to leave me. He was going to go on Twitter for social media. I wasn't crying.
That's how I imagine he cries now. He squeaks.
Dude.
When he holds it in.
Dude. I'm not crying. I'm emoting. What would it be like if Jax moved to Florida and tweeted something every now and then for a hockey team?
Okay, James. That was me sneezing in my shirt, you see, because I'm a polite person.
Thank
I
you.
Did that on the microphone so everybody could know that I'm making an effort, unlike some people on this show.
I also like that when they're talking, I guess Jax apparently threatens to leave, take a job every single season, and apparently he always threatens to become a firefighter. Which is so, like, little kidsy. Like, whatever, I'm done with you guys. I'm going to be a firefighter.
He's always been the boy who cried wolf. Everybody knows that. He cries wolf, and then he starts a fire station on fire, so he's the only one that can save it because everybody else has burned in it.
He's the one person who could actually, like work. He could, like, stop a backdraft because the fire would be like, oh, you know what? This guy, I don't know if I want to touch this guy. I'm just gonna put myself out right now.
So Brittany's like, well, he did get a job. I just don't know what.
Yeah.
So basically, he's a big fat liar.
Well, because they were like, well, if this was your once-in-a-lifetime dream job, which, again, to remind people, is doing social media for a hockey team in Tampa, why didn't you take it? He's like, well, at the end of the day, I didn't want to leave my best friends.
He said, at the end of the day, I was scared.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's still Jax. Like, look at me. I'm just vulnerable. I'm just a vulnerable boy who needs hug and love and forgiveness.
Just tapping his third eye with that Reiki stone, trying to fend away that fear so he could take a real job doing real social media for a hockey team.
And then Tom number two is like, it's because he's in love with LA. Like, he doesn't want to admit it, but he is. Also, he heard Coke was a lot more expensive in Tampa, so here we are. Tom number two, how about you just shut up and stop standing up for every man's wrong deed?
That's true.
I mean, Enabler. I know they all just pretended that you don't cheat like every other week, but still, you know, enough.
So now we move on to the finale party and Patrick, his behavior, etc. So apparently Stassi was like, I was shook AF. I couldn't even watch it. Like, I was up all night because, you know, I couldn't even remember that night because I was on Xanax and alcohol. And it was, like, mortifying AF. Like, who does that? Oh, yeah, the guy I was dating.
And Vanderpump's like, he was rude. And Andy says, well, yeah, how rude was it when he talked about your backside? She's like, on so many levels, it was wrong. First, I just met him. Second, it was someone who was working me and his girlfriend. Third, I really wanted a bigger potted plant in that section and no one had put it there. Fourth, I'd been texting Nick Elaine all day and he hadn't written me back. Fifth, after all Ken and I have done for Kristen.
Oh, what I do?
Shut up, Kristen!
Shut up already! Shut the fuck up!
And then Patrick had the nerve to call our signature dish Patagonian toothfish when we all know it's Chilean sea bass. You see, here at Sir, we have these things called specials, and they are dishes that we put on just once in a while. They're called specials. That's one of our many innovations here.
Now for something no one's ever, ever heard of. Tuna tartar.
And I know you may be scared. You might think, is that tuna being served in tar? No, it's raw tuna, and it's quite delicious.
There's on no menus anywhere else in the world.
Vanderpump's like,
and in my own restaurant, beside sitting on a bench I'd never, ever deigned to sit on before, because that's when sad people who are too ugly to get in have to wait while we pretend that we're just hoping a table opens for them. I had to apologize to him. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. And she's had enough pudding.
Hey, you need to learn about body shaming, Van Van.
I love pudding also, and there is proof in the pudding. The proof of the pudding is that there's always more pudding on the bottom of the pudding as there is on the top of the pudding. You know what? I like Cozy Shack pudding, but I was like, where's this Cozy Shack? I like a Cozy Shack.
After prom, a sheep tried to propose to me, and he left a key in the pudding.
Proof of the pudding.
Key in the pudding? I don't know what that means.
The proof is in the pudding. I guess it's
I just like that the sheep proposes to her incorrectly after prom.
The sheep. Did you say the sheep?
Yeah.
The sheep proposed to her and put a key in the pudding. The sheep is going to be romantic in her jello pudding. The sheep is like, I'm afraid that I can't seal the deal with Brittany, so I'm going to be extra romantic and put the key in the pudding. They're like, you know you don't need a key to propose. What? Isn't that nice? He got me a key.
Mm.
Shut up, sheep.
Do you know how long it took me with these hoofs to open up the top of that pudding? So oh anyway. God.
So Andy's like, so Sheena, what do you think of Patrick? And she's like,
well, obviously, I haven't seen the season.
And he goes, Sheena, do you fast forward through the scenes that you're not in? And she's like,
obviously, like, I'm a theater actress now.
She goes, he's like, do you fast forward through other people's scenes just to see yours or whatever? And she goes, like, yes, I do. She's like, my fiancé. So she's like, well,
stop,
I have
trying to bring the dead. Stop trying to undig dead people, Sheena.
She's like, Sheena's like, well, I have, she's like, well, I have shows on Monday night, so I can't always watch. And I got backlogged, and then it was like 8 episodes, and I don't know what to do. So I'm like, I'll just fast forward to me. And like, there I am.
Guess who else doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules every single time? The Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, like, it's called being a thespian, so.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil, they like can never watch the show because we have shows on Monday. Even though the theater's dark on Mondays, but like, whatever. Yeah, isn't theaters are dark on Mondays, Sheena?
Oh, that's true. Well, not probably not hers.
Yeah.
Because I think she started listening the day she has show, and it's like Monday, Tuesday. I'm like, wow, the Golden Nugget never rests.
They got to get people in there. So Tom Schwartz is like, Patrick was so inappropriate. I just wanted to punch him. I mean, I wouldn't have because, you know, I'm scared of punching people, but,
Also, he's really cool off the show.
Yeah.
Man, that man.
He's so wise.
Whoa. Yeah, he's so wise. And Jax is like, hey, forget that guy. Like, the guy you have now is so cool. He's just so cool. I'm like, Jax. Why does every guy on the show is so impressed by, like, a guy with anything to their name?
Yeah. You know? So Stassi's like, Stassi met this guy because Katie and Kristen, introduced them, and so they're really happy. They're clucking in the corner like two Emmas, and Stassi is like, yeah, I really like him AF, and I'm like, don't screw it up. I'm like, well, you're Stassi.
But also that, so she's like, yeah, I was so embarrassed that I let have a man have that much power on over me. God, I hope I don't screw this up. It's like, Stassi, learn your lesson.
Yeah,
it's about him screwing it up.
Yes, thank you, Ronnie. Thank you. Yeah. Thank
so
you.
Andy's like,
also,
so...
they are really cute on Instagram. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
In like a basic
they are,
way.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And they were like, he's just like Tom Schwartz. It's like, oof. Mm. So he smells like swamp water.
River water. River water. Water. Give him some credit. River water on a Wednesday.
Trying to be the best pond swimmer he can be.
Bubba, I'm an algae. Ah.
Is that L22 algae? Snow algae?
Get out of here, Deandra. And D.
Algae's not even a word. So.
Okay, so Stassi, yeah. Okay, next. So Andy says, Lala, you said Bubba a lot. Tell me about that. She's like, well, I can't fat shame Katie anymore, so I'm just going to suck on her boyfriend on national TV and see if I can piss her off again.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lala's talking about her Baba, because they're talking about Mexico now. And she's like, Baba. So, I have a low dosage anti-anxiety medicine, and I was reading online, and, like, the ways to reduce anxiety is you can, like, chew ice cubes or, like, touch things or, you know, suck a dick, right, to reduce anxiety. And sometimes I don't have a dick, so I just, like, suck on a baby bottle.
Oh, come on with the penis parade, honey.
And Jack's like, oh, God, you were doing so good, and it goes straight to dick. I'm like, well, you're one to talk. Also, this anti-anxiety thing, she's like, you can put ice on your wrist or a rubber band that you snap. Like, how does that help with anxiety? Like literally snapping yourself. Like, wouldn't that be bad for anxiety?
You know what? I don't know. I am not a licensed rubber bandologist, so I really can't comment on it. But it does seem like it really
it's stressful. Okay, that's what they also tell this to people with like addiction issues, like, you know, dominoes or whatever you may have, smoking, whatever you personally may be carrying. Everybody out there, it's not me at all. Mm-hmm. But you put a rubber band on your wrist, and then whenever you want that thing, you snap it, and you go, oh, God, I don't want it, because it's like a bad
association. You're
supposed to be, yeah, it's a bad association. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. We could have been here 5 years while I tried to come up with that.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to reverse rubber band snap you, because I want to have you have a positive association with the word association.
Yeah, I guess I was already reverse rubber snapped, because I still love dominoes and cigarettes, so didn't work.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, it makes you not think about anxiety, just like tiny dicks.
Yeah. I'm like, you realize that a baba is actually supposed to be a replacement for a nipple, right? So,
or a tiny dick with a fupa.
A tiny nipple-sized dick. So, so James... So James and Kristen, the rumor about them sleeping together because of the oddly placed pillows. So Kristen's like, seriously, I think we all figured out it wasn't true for anyone who watched the show. I mean, probably not Sheena. I mean, you probably didn't watch it because you don't watch the show, which, by the way, isn't cute. It's unprofessional.
I'm a professional.
Says the woman who said eat a dick, Diana, at work. Okay. So like, wow. So now it's Sheena's turn. She's just learning from Jax, because Jax is so full of shit, and just as long as he's like, oh, I have an issue, everybody forgives him. So she's like,
well, I'm sorry that I went through a bad relationship, and so I fast forwarded the parts so they didn't have to remind me of that.
But if the only scenes you were watching were your own, then that it's like 100% about your bad relationship.
Nice try, Shishi.
Yeah, Shushu, we see right through that. Another, you're banned another year on the PJ. Sorry, Southwest for lying.
See you forever, Shushu.
So they're like, so they're talking about this whole thing with Jax and James and the golf course and everything. And Jax is like, he full on admitted it. You know, he's doing that thing. Jax is doing that thing where he puts his hands forward like he's presenting something. You know, he's like, he full on admitted the golf course. He said it with his own words. And it's like, he's like, I didn't say. They were fighting back and forth about the semantics of all this. And Jax is saying, he said it. And James is like, I didn't say. I love Raquel. She's hot. So then Jax is like, so then all of a sudden, Jax, you're the one who said it. Like, you're the one who was talking about the pillows and how you fuck and all this stuff. And then Jax,
while they're saying that, he squints his eyes and looks up, like, oh, really?
Yeah. And then he just goes, I mean, I didn't even say anything about this rumor. And then they literally go, like, 26 minutes ago, they do a flashback to 26 minutes ago to Jax being like, James, you fuck Kristen.
Yeah, because Lala says, you said he fucked Kristen. He goes, I did say that. So he goes, now they cut back, and he's like, I was just saying it was evidence. Like, there were pillows wedged into my hot tub. It's like, they were wedged?
Yeah,
were they wedged?
It's not evidence. Yeah, he has this whole thing about, like, it's 8:30 in the morning, and the pillows were inside, and then they were outside. It was, like, 93 degrees outside, so why would you have pillows out there? It was like... And the worst Sherlock Holmes.
What did Vanderpump say here? She's like, oh, Jax, you play squirrels. She's secret squirrels, said, or something. And he's like, no, I didn't, even though I don't know what that is. And Tom's like, okay, bros, even if it's 7:30 in the morning, okay, look, it's 7:30 in the morning, we've all been there. You say, are we getting food or are we fucking, okay? I'm sorry, but it looked that way to everybody.
Is that what?
Like, well, I'm sorry, I came across evidence.
Is that what Tom said to you when you guys were on the beach at 7:30 in the morning in Mexico?
Dude, Ronnie. Are we gonna fuck or get some food?
Well, we all know what I would choose.
Domino's. So
he didn't say either of those things. He's like, Ariana, let's go. Leave that weirdo.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that's what it was. Dude,
Ariana, do you want to have food or do you want to fuck? They're like, bye, Ronnie.
Oh, nice try. It's like, you're not leaving me. I want. Okay, carrying on. So James is like, Jax is like, sorry that I came across evidence. Okay, I suppose you're all mad at Matlock.
Yeah.
And Tom's like, well, like, come on. Like, that's not the. He said hang out with Kristen. I mean, he said it so fast. And James is like, that is shady as fuck. You flipped a word. And he's like,
yeah. And then Tom's like, Tom's.
With Kristen.
Tom suddenly becomes like Uta Hagen. He's like, okay, dude, this is how I said it. I was like,
dude, so were you guys hanging out? Like, I did it like this, like, were you hanging out? Were you hanging out? That's what I said. But the words were on the screen, dude. The words were on the screen. It's like, the words were on the screen. Oh, no, I couldn't understand.
And Andy's like, when I saw it, there were no words on the screen. And I still heard it. I was like, what are you guys talking about? The words on the screen. You know, yeah. And then James goes, well, you could have asked twice.
And when Kristen won a point, because she's like, come on, we know what you said. We read it. That's where they were talking about the words.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom's like, shut up, Kristen. This is a very important addition to this.
It's important that someone got to say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my important. It's the best pattern of that.
Even Paul, the cameraman's like, shut up, Kristen.
She's like, don't follow me, Paul. He's like, shut up, Kristen. No one's following you.
So you know, they're all basically they're having this whole argument about semantics, you know. And so Tom's like, I'm sorry, dude, whatever. And so then they're like, Jax, would you like to apologize to the rumor? He's like, why do I always have to apologize? It's like, because you start shit all the time, Jax, which just goes to show you're not a changed man. The fact that you are like, I don't want to apologize shows that that's what your true intention is. Like, he wasn't ready. He had his, like, canned apologies ready for all the situations that he thought he was going to encounter, but he, like, wasn't ready to have to apologize here. So he's like, you know.
And he cares so much about Brittany, too. He's like, Brittany, should I apologize? If you say to apologize, I'll apologize. And she goes, well, if he didn't say it, you should apologize. Sounds like, okay, Judge Duty. Like, Judge Dodo. Like, Judge who cares? Like, yeah. He's going to ask you. So Tom number two goes, well, it was Mexico, and everyone blacks out in Mexico. And Andy goes, I was just in Mexico, and I didn't black out. Schwartz goes, even a little, come on.
With John Mayer? No. His body is a wonderland, I bet. So somewhere around here, why did Kristen do this again? Somewhere Kristen goes, suck my dick.
Diana.
Because it could have been anyone for anything.
Jax is like, well, fine. I apologize if I misinterpreted it. And Tom goes, okay, I apologize too because I misinterpreted it. Like, I was like, you were just like furious 2 seconds ago. You guys are crazy. They're just trying to flip the script on everybody. And Andy's like, well, oh yeah. He goes, remember when you got mad at James and then you threw water in his or a drink in his face? And Kristen's like, my head exploded. And I apologize to him, you know, but for Tom to go to my boyfriend. And Tom's like, what, bro? I love your boyfriend. He's awesome. Like, his name rhymes with Farter. It's so cool. Like, he's the coolest guy. And Kristen's like, well, okay, I've got a question for you, Tom. How is it different than me going to Ariana? I'm like, oh, wait a second. First of all, you were going up to Ariana saying, you stupid slut.
Yes.
Everything like that. And he's like, how's that any different? And he's like, oh. I was like, yeah, you really got her. And he goes, well, I wasn't trying to ruin your relationship, Kristen. And then Ariana goes, I think it's because Carter came up to Tom. Tom didn't go up to him.
Yeah.
Like you came. And Kristen just looks like, oh.
Tom's like, I'm not vindictive.
Tom didn't go up to your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot different when you're like flying people in, random like Craigslist ladies to be like, "We had sex. We had sex."
Yeah.
So,
because Kristen can never say I'm right. She always has to be like, "They did it." It's like a God bless her. Kristen, I guess everybody else on this show.
Kristen is really just like a quiet MVP of the season in a subtle way. Like, we need more Kristen because she is so bonkers. So
I know I'm saying all this stuff like I don't like Kristen. I've grown to love Kristen. This season I've really liked Kristen. I mean, she is hilarious. I think after all these years, you just like everybody because they all play a role.
They all play a role and they're all important. So. So now we move on to Jax's meltdown at Sir when he was, like, flipping everyone off and everything. He's like, yeah, well, oh, I was so mad, and, like, I was flipping everyone off, and just my luck that just as I was flipping people off, Ken and Lisa had to walk in. I'm like, no, they were in there for a while, and you were still, like, it wasn't like they just happened to catch you. You were cracked out of your mind that night.
Yeah, crackhead. Crack is whack, Jack.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, your eyes were bulging. It was terrible. I had to write down special notes in my manila folder full of business. Be careful of Jax. Beware.
I was embarrassed for Tata. Yeah. And Andy's like, were you drinking? Which is the most hilarious question ever. It's just alcohol. And then Jax is like, oh yeah, I didn't even have shoes on.
Yeah, he like lost a shoe or something, which is scary. That's the most disturbing part about all this, that he walked on the streets of West Hollywood with one shoe. So
for the streets.
Yeah. And so then, like, I guess Tom Sandoval had to get an Uber and put Jax in it and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, the next morning, oh, I was so embarrassed. I texted everyone. I texted the cameraman. I texted the crew. I texted even, like, people who aren't on the show who worked there. It was crazy. And Lisa's like, what about me and Ken? Where were our Texas? I'm like, you didn't text Lisa like, again?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he must have, right? Or at least Brittany took his phone and texted them.
Who knows?
You know? But Lisa, what about me? That's a hell of a thing to do to me and Ken. So Andy's like, so Jax and Brittany, here we are again. Let's talk about your breakup.
Yeah.
So after cheating on Brittany a whole summer of trying to get back to square one, you dumped her. And he's like, it was just spur of the moment.
Yeah, Jax is like, well, I mean, I thought about it a while. It wasn't just a decision. Like, because I was thinking about it for the past 2 years. Like, I fucking hate this relationship. I hate this relationship. Let me see how I can ruin this relationship.
Yeah, spur of the moment. He'd spent every scene with Reiki girl. Like, yeah. I need to get out of this. So Sheena's like, share a blindside up. And Kristen's like, I mean, everything they'd been through and then that to say, peace, I'm out, but I'll still have sex with you. And Stas is like, the whole sex thing made it really, really bad.
Brittany's like,
Jax,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jax is like, I have to look into all of your eyes and say, I thought I did the right thing at the time. I'm like, okay, I dare you to try and look into all of their eyes. Your eyes are moving back and forth like the Felix clock, okay, the cat clock.
So he did say that he was premeditated in the sense that he put thought into it. It wasn't just an impulsive thing. He was like, I thought about it for 2 days, which is like not a long time. And
he goes, well, then why did you hook up? And he goes, why does anybody hook up? Like,
so Brittany, of course, is like, it was hard, you know, because it's like, I was so loyal. It was like really hard. And like, after I had just given you a trip to Mexico and a birthday party at Hooters and a birthday party at a trampoline thing. And then I even gave you my free gifts and my Happy Meal. And I found a shoe that looked like your shoe that you lost. And I was like, you can have this and have like a replacement shoe sort of thing. And you like, didn't even want, after I did all those things for you and you still dumped me. I'm like, bitch, this is why you shouldn't have gone back to him, because you did all this stuff and it went totally unappreciated. That's why people are saying, leave this guy. That's why.
Only on Vanderpump Rules with you here. I gave you a birthday party in Mexico, a party at Hooters, and a party at the trampoline place.
And you still dump me.
So Jax is like, I thought it was going to be good for you because I'm bad for you. I'm a mess. And she goes, in relationships this unpredictable, you should take contraception. Let me buy you a condom.
Cut to like Brittany wearing a condom like on her head. Like, I thought it was a little cap. I'm like, oh, darling, we have so much to teach you. So
Andy's like, Brittany, come on. Even Jennifer Lawrence, who I know her, looked right into the camera and told you to run. Why would you stay? And she's like,
well, I love the Hunger Games. You know how in the Hunger Games, sometimes you just pick a number and you're fucked. That's it. I'm just trying to stay alive, Andy.
I volunteer as tribute to Jax. See, here's what happened, okay? So I heard a cannon and I was like, okay, time to make a move. So I was so mad at Jax. I'm so mad because after all, he put me through after Bouncy House, after Balloon House, after Laser Tag, after Miniature Golf. I was like, I thought we were for real. And then after that happened, I was like, I just got on the Uber and I was like, just take me to a hotel, any hotel. Any hotel will do. Okay. And I was there. And I was like, you know, I was dumped and all these women are telling me you should go, you should go. It's hard. It was a hard thing to do. And it was difficult. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, you still went back to him. You still went back to him. And Andy,
everyone saw it, and then we got together, and no one even got to see that part. And that's the part that I'm really mad at. Everyone saw me get dumped, but nobody saw me forgive you again. And I'm telling you right now, Andy, I didn't even talk to him for a month. And Katie goes, "You were such a badass."
The whole way you've been speaking to him for a month.
Badass narrative. So
I deserve someone to buy you jalapeno poppers and say Bubba a lot and let you just forget that they're possibly cheating on you right now.
And I like Andy's full-on disdain. He's like, Jax, how do you not leave the apartment? You dumped her and then you make her leave the apartment? And Jax is like, And he's like, it's so nasty. He's like, yeah. And Tom's like, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, okay, someone restart.
He's
Tom.
Like banging his head on the table. So, God, I snorted. So, Tom, So, Andy is like, so, Brittany, I mean, you had a full month off. Did you bone anybody? Did you bone Adam? And she's like,
no, I just texted him a monkey to emoji covering his eyes. Yeah, a little monkey where he just can't see nothing. What a cute one.
And Vanderpump's like, well, she did shag a couple of guys from Pump. And she's like, I would never call anyone a shag.
She's like, all right, well, maybe next season. She literally says maybe next season on the show. She's already plotting it. So Brittany's So
I stayed in a hotel for a week, and then he went to Florida, so I went back to the house, and then he came back, so I went to Kentucky, and then I went to Atlanta and San Francisco, and then like I went to the Hooters down the street, and then I went to downtown LA, and then I went to the Runyon Canyon trampoline park, but he was there.
And he was I can't just stop my feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's like whenever you hear ding, ding, I mean, who doesn't fall in love like that? It's the text music of the gods, Andy.
Do you know how hard it was for me to get over that sheep? Okay, it's not easy. These things don't happen overnight. So Jax just called and called and called, and my feelings just don't go away. And now here we are. I'm like, you fell into the trap. He's like, he's the person I just want to be with. You know, now we can go to every bouncy castle. We can play skee ball now together.
They're in the Hooters too far away for us to travel to.
So now, Brittany, he's like, well, how hard is it? Because you feel pressure of everybody telling you you're an idiot for getting back together with him. And she's like, that's the hardest part because I just want to be a good person. Okay, if you want – I'm sorry. And I like Brittany and I think
she's
a good person.
Of course, she's a sweetheart.
But if you want to be a good person, you can't be with someone who's a terrible person and support them even though they do terrible things to everybody else. Like, you don't get to just forgive Jax on behalf of everybody else. So you're enabling a terrible person, which makes you actually not a good person.
Yeah.
And to do this whole thing where she's like, I wouldn't say mean things to someone I don't know because people are giving her shit online. Well, you're on a TV show and people are going to have their opinions about it. You don't get to just sit here and cry because people are calling you an idiot when you've been acting like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, if you're a good person, why don't you reward a man who's been a good man? A man who doesn't cheat, who's a good person, who cares about you. Why don't you do that? You know, not saying that, like, relationships are a reward, but, like, you are enabling, like, bad behavior. And that, like, being a good person means you should, like, you should be with a good person, I think. I'm making this up as I speak, but I like the way it sounds, and I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, go with the anger. She's like, I was trying to put my heart first. I'm not saying it's okay to be treated the way I was treated or any of that, Twitter. And so Andy's like, so what do the other women think here? Since this season is all about fake feminism. Yeah. And Stassi's like, well, she deserves a prince. So, of course, there's a little like, what the fuck? But, I mean, this is the girl who dated Jax or Pat, or Jax and then Pat.
Yeah. Patrick. Yo, call him Pat because it's
and
like.
And Frank. Cute.
Yo, yeah. So, yeah, Stassi's like, you know, I just think it's hard because we think she all deserves a prince. And, you know, she just sort of wound up with like a walking baked potato. Like, not even Mr. Potato. It's like just a potato.
I like after all of this, Brittany's just mad at Twitter. Yeah. That's what she's taking from all of this. So Andy's like, guys, I don't know if you've heard, but Jax's dad died. Do you think that's why he's being a nice person all of a sudden? And Kristen's like, well, you know, he's like vulnerable and honest. He's like, stop putting up a front. Jax stopped bullshitting. I was like, when was that?
Yeah.
He's been bullshitting this whole fucking show.
And including when Jax says, he's like, I don't know, I just, it's like, there's so much, I'm tired of myself. I'm tired of myself. And Andy's like, you've said that before. Like, that was your line seasons 3-6.
Yeah. I love that Andy just hates Jax.
He really does. Jax is saying like, you know, I think it's Jax. Is he saying this? He's like, everything about him is different and better. He's getting along with Kristen.
It's Brittany. Brittany's she's like,
yeah.
Oh, he's so much better now. He gets along with Kristen even. Hey, he's nice to my friends. And, you know, he's just treating me so much better. He's not talking down to me or down on me anymore.
Yeah.
And she just keeps going on and on like, and wow, he stopped
like cheating on you and verbally abusing you.
Yeah, he's doing like the basic elements of treating someone nice, and he like gets a medal, you know. And he's of course just parroting therapy lines. He's like, you know, I spent the whole summer talking at her. I wasn't listening to her. I apologize. I'm sick of myself. I apologize. And
I'm sorry to all of you guys. And Lala's doing now. Lala is like, no one is paying attention to me. Do they not see I'm in the first chair?
Yeah.
So she puts her fingers in her eyes, and she's like,
you are not
crying.
Yeah.
Break.
So Andy's like,
Vanderpump's like, Stassi is listening to all these good things about Jax, and she probably wants him back.
Stassi just deflates. She just turns into a husk of herself at the concept of being back with Jax. Like, no thanks.
And Andy's like, so it's the end of the episode. So let me ask people a bunch more questions.
Yeah.
He's like, Vanderpump, why wouldn't you fire Jax? She's like, I didn't want him to get to be the victim. And so he goes, you're not in Tampa, Jax. So I guess that whole thing didn't imaginarily not work out.
Yeah.
She's like,
do you want to work? Do you want to work at Sir? Do I want to go back to Sir? And Lisa's like, we haven't really figured out the storylines for the next season, so I can't answer. And Jack's like, I mean, if you need me to pick up a shift, I can pick up a shift. I can do that, which is
pretty
true.
And she goes, I'll pass. Yeah. And he goes, God, Lisa, I wasn't a... God, I snorted hard. He's like, Lisa, I wasn't a bad person at work. Jax, she found, like, silverware and bottles that you've stolen from work.
Yes.
You showed up late this season and got into a huge fight with Lisa over that. You were a bad person.
You were a bad worker. And you have like a history of making terrible, terrible cocktails. So he's like, well, maybe I'll work at Tom Tom. I'm like, okay, well, that sounds terrible. So then Schwartz is like, so Schwartz, what's going on with you? He's like, I'm just like a little caterpillar and I'm going to be a business butterfly.
Yeah. One day I'm going to come out of my caterpillar cocoon shell and I'm gonna fly away.
Kitty's like, wait, what?
I mean, to businessy things.
And he's like, so the world wants to know, are you having baby Katie's? Do we need to try and forcibly sterilize you right here on this day?
Yeah. And he's like, who wants to see little baby Katie's and Schwartz's? And everyone raises their hands, and Jax is like, whoa, this is great. We can all have kids together. And then everyone's like, ugh. Like, they just show everyone just like groaning, like, that's all.
It's scrunchy enough thinking of Katie and Tom doing it. Okay. We don't need third. Three wrongs don't make a cute kid.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, Stassi, you have a boyfriend. Will he be on next season? And she goes, yes, unless I. I mean, yes. Well, I was like, do not say unless you fuck it up again. Okay?
Yes. Stassi, take control of your life. It's in case he fucks it up. You're the prize, Stassi. You are the very basic prize.
So is Jax in trouble tonight, Brittany? Is there anything you want to yell about? You want to yell at him for later that you can yell at him for now? And she's like,
oh, he is doing great. He didn't talk down on me. He didn't break up with me over text. He didn't turn off the air conditioner while I was sitting here.
And Jax goes, well, we'll be together the rest of our lives. I mean, it can't get worse.
You did make a reservation for the video game arcade, right? Oh, shoot. Fuck it. I'm leaving.
Kristen and Carter, she's like, I'm happy for now. Sheena, will you still be single next year?
Yes, I am staying single this year.
Are you having fun being single? I am.
I am so happy right now. Someone give me a shot of pasta.
Have you not seen your own Instagram? I mean, you're with Orange Robbie. Nothing says I'm happy like being with an orange guy with a bad rug.
Yeah. They all say they want to be together forever with their various partners, etc. And it's like, James, was it about the pasta? It's like, oh, Andy, it was about the pasta. It was. And so basically the whole thing ends with Andy being like, well, normally Ken and Peter come out and serve a shot for everyone, but this year we're changing it up. It's a shot of pasta. And everyone's like, give it to me. And they just have a close-up of Sheena, like, inhaling this pasta directly from the shot. She's not even waiting for a fork. She's like,
it's my weekly feeding.
Sheena sucking down this huge piece of Benny is holor. And Andy's like, who's next to get married? And Vanderpump goes, I think you, Andy. And they just cut to his face, and he's like, that is more disgusting than this reunion has been.
You just see, like, images of John Mayer in his eyeballs, like,
John, you may. Okay? That's your new name. And then they cut to Tom number two, just like, oh my god, I came off so great. And he's covered in dandruff. Did you notice that? I was watching it on the big screen, so I saw it this time. I was like, awkward.
I did not, but I'm glad you got like a little dandruff shaming in at the very end.
Because that's when I saw it. I was like, Jesus, it's like taken 3 hours to fully snow all over the mountain, you know? So then they're eating the pasta, and then of course, a typical Sir and Pump fashion, Peter goes, oh, we didn't bring forks. Sorry, I forgot.
It's okay. Jax was too busy snorting Tom Schwartz's shoulders. Oh, Jax, what are you doing? It's like, oh, it's just dandruff? Never mind.
Hug it out, bro. I told you. You love L.A.
Oh, and that was it. It's over. What a great season.
My God, guys. I am going to miss you crazy motherfuckers on this show. I love this show.
I am. Get back to shooting very, very soon so we can have more and more of you guys. And be crazy, have affairs, and give us a wonderful season 7 because this one was just too fabulous. What a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic season.
Yes, as much as I scream and rant and rave and say, God damn it, you idiots need therapy, please don't ever get it.
Don't get therapy. Please. Don't fix yourselves. Don't be in stable relationships. Fight with each other. Say problematic things. Be basic. Be catty. Be nasty. Because we love it all. And we are no better than you. But we're just here to be snarky.
Of course we are. But I just... Whatever you do, please stay friends with Jax because I have to see him go completely bald. The transformation is not yet complete. It's close. But I'm waiting. That's how I know it's the end, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like he's got a very strong head of hair.
It's totally going... Did you watch this on your computer or the big screen?
I'm watching the big screen. I think he has, like, pretty... Well, guess what? Cliffhanger for season 7.
He's got 2 bald spots now in the back of his head, and he's look. I'm bald. I'm not. Well, I am shaming. I just think it's funny when somebody gets by for so long on being hot, and then they become fat and bald. It's like the ultimate karma. It's like God does what she shows, you know.
Well, and on that note, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Go to watchcrappins.com for ticket links. We're having all sorts of amazing shows. We're doing a show in Montreal for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, so come to that, because we want to have people at our show because we're, like, with famous people and we don't want to look stupid, etc. So I'm just going to try to shame everyone to be like, come save us. But we have all sorts of shows all across the country. And so you come see us and buy t-shirts. Come buy our Give Them Benron t-shirt, which is only going to be available in our store for the next week or so. And then it's gone for good. And we have our little digital series on TV Party app, so go download that app because it's a free app, and we do a Bravo Weekend review. It's super fun. It's about 20 minutes long, and we were a little deranged this week, so come see us be deranged. You guys, you're the best. Ronnie, you're the best.
You're the best. Love you, bitch.
And we'll talk to you guys later this week. Bye.